Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another online session. My name is Alec Becker. I'm a program manager with the Azure Disk team, and this presentation is how to scale your performance cost-effectively with Azure Disk Storage. Azure Disk is the best value persistent storage for your business-critical workloads. These four characteristics of Azure Disk makes Azure the best place to run your mission-critical applications. We are durable, as we have the promise of never losing your data, and we are the only cloud provider who can say that they've achieved a 0% annual failure rate. Customers love the fact that they do not have to worry about losing their data with us. We offer a 99.9% SLA for a single instance VM using Premium or Ultra Disk on Azure. This is the highest single VM SLA for any VM running in the public cloud. With our money back guarantee SLA, you can bet on our disk to provide your application with high availability. We offer easy solutions to migrate your workload to Azure, complete with a rich API support along with an advanced ecosystem to give you the best experience with the cloud, giving you the flexibility to come to the cloud on your terms. Finally, we are the leaders of innovation with advanced cloud technology like shared disk, where a single disk can be mounted to multiple VMs simultaneously, unblocking many workloads on-premise that cannot be run on any other public cloud but Azure. We offer a variety of disks on Azure, each purposely made for different scenarios. When evaluating Azure disks for your workload, you should primarily care about the following I/O performance characteristics. Latency, which is how long it takes for a piece of data to be written and persisted. IOPS, which is how many input and output operations that can be made in a single second. And throughput, which is how much data can be transferred in that second. Once you have a grasp of your workload requirements, you can then start evaluating which Azure disk is right for you. On Azure, we offer four different disk products. Each product offers different performance options and are best suited for different scenarios. First up, we have the standard HDD disk. It is the most cost-efficient block storage offering on Azure. It is best suited for dev and test environments and infrequent access workloads that are less sensitive to performance variability. If you're looking for an inexpensive storage where consistent performance isn't critical, standard HDD is the Azure disk for you. Next up, we have the standard SSD disk, which is the lowest gigabyte per dollar cost of an SSD on Azure. The standard SSD gives your applications more consistent performance and better latency than standard HDD. The standard SSD is great for entry-level production workloads that require consistent performance. Next up, we have a premium SSD, which gives you the ability to get higher IOPS and throughput than standard SSD. And our premium SSDs are amazing for production workloads where performance is critical that requires higher IO and throughput. Now, finally, if you're looking for the highest IOPS and most throughput for a disk on Azure, look no further than our Ultra Disk. This disk performs with sub-millisecond latency and enables you to dynamically scale your storage capacity and performance parameters, which the IOPS and throughput, and it is our latest and greatest offering on Azure. Let's get into what we've been hearing from you, our users of Azure. We have been getting tons of feedback about how the platform should go, and we are always eager to hear from you. We heard that you want more flexibility with your performance options. You want more performance when you need it, while at the same time, you also want to be cost conscious for this performance. We have heard that you want to be able to scale up and scale down when you want to, because your applications and workloads will need varying performance at different times. And when you do scale up or scale down, you want no downtime to occur, so your applications are always available. We hear you and we share that vision with you. We have new features that help with both unplanned and planned performance scaling up scenarios. Before we get into the wonderful features that can help with performance scaling, let's go over a couple common unplanned scale up scenarios. The first is a boot up scenario where you turn on your VM. During this process, there is a bunch of activity going on with the OS disk. So ideally, you want a quick pick-me-up with your disk performance to get your VM up and running quickly. The next is a small batch scenario where all of a sudden your application hit a particular checkpoint and needs to do a bunch of reading or writing to a disk. A scenario like this could be running a consolidation report once a checkpoint is hit. And another unplanned scale-up scenario could be an unforeseen wave of disk traffic. You could have a web application and a backend database suddenly get slammed with a ton of traffic that could cause a slowdown. In this situation, you would want to scale up to give your users and customers the best experience possible. Here on Azure, we have just the features to address these scenarios called bursting, and it allows you to go above your regular storage performance limits, and it comes in two different flavors. The first flavor is credit-based bursting, and it is available on both our VMs and premium disks. With credit-based bursting, we allow you to get high short-term performance for up to 30 continuous minutes. You can cut costs with this bursting feature as you no longer must provision your VMs and disks for peak performance, but just the average performance. Credit-based bursting is completely free and enabled by default, so you do not have to do anything to get this boost in performance. For the VMs, you can get throughput up to 8 times higher than your regular, and you can get also 25% more IOPS as well. With VM bursting, it is currently available in all regions for the LSV2, DSV3, and ESV3 families. For disk, you can get IOPS up to 30 times your provision IOPS and throughput up to 7 times. Credit-based bursting is available on our half terabyte disk or P20 and smaller. And lastly, with credit-based bursting, we have some amazing new metrics for the bursting disk. These metrics help you understand and gain insight with the performance on premium disk with credit-based bursting. And I have an excellent demo to show you that right now.
In this demo, I'm going to showcase our new bursting metrics. And I'm going to do this by spinning up a VM and disk in Azure, which I've already done so. And then I'm going to be running a disk write load using the FIO tool. I'm going to let that run for 30 minutes. And then afterwards, we'll take a look at the corresponding disk bursting metrics, which are brand new. So before we get into that, let's just go run through the setup that we've got here. So I've got a standard D4S V4 VM, which is capable of doing 6,400 IOPS. And then attached to it, I've got a data disk, the P4 data disk, which can normally just do 120 IOPS, but with bursting, it can do up to 3,500 IOPS. So now that we've gone through the setup, let's go ahead and go into a terminal. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and SSH into the VM spun up in Azure, type in my password, and I'm going to go ahead and run FIO to stress test our VM and our disk for the max amount of IOPS it can do. And look at that, we're getting our burst amount of 3,500. And so we're going to let this run for about 30 minutes, and then we're going to come back and take a look at the new bursting metrics on the Azure portal. All right, so our FIO program has complete. It ran for about 30-40 minutes. So let's go ahead and see what that does to our new bursting metrics that we have released. So I'm going ahead and looking at our disk write operations because we did a write operation with FIO. Let's go ahead and change the aggregation to this to max to see what it was, the maximum it was getting. And it looks like we were getting a fairly consistent performance of 3,500 IOPS over that bursting period, which is what the P4 disk is allowed to burst up to. So let's add on to these new bursting metrics, which I'm very excited about. So let's go ahead and zoom in real quick and add these new bursting metrics. So the first one I want to show is the data disk max burst IOPS. So this provides a visual line of what your data disk can burst up to. And then let's go ahead and add another metric for the target IOPS. And this is what your data disk is provisioned to always get. So for the P4, it's 120 IOPS, and then it can get up to 3,500 IOPS. Oh, this is great and cool. But I'm going to go ahead and show you my favorite new bursting metric. So I'm going to start a new chart for this one. And this is the data disk use burst IO credits percentage. And this one is really, really cool because it tells you how much of your bursting credits have you used at a particular point in time. So as you can see in the chart below, we ramp up and we start using our bursting. And on the chart up above, the burst use percentage slowly starts to increase until you have bursted through all your credits and it maxes out at 100%. And these are cool new visual tools, visual metrics to help you understand your bursting and your bursting workloads.
Now, credit-based bursting is great. However, what if you want higher performance for unplanned events and you also do not want to be capped at the 30 minutes of continuous max bursting? This is where our brand new on-demand bursting comes in to save the day. With on-demand bursting, you get unlimited bursting on a pay-as-you-go model for both IOPS and throughput. It is an optional feature because you incur an additional fixed cost to enable it, and then you incur variable costs for each additional IOP and megabyte per second at a small write. This feature is available on premium SSDs, size P30 and higher, and with it you can get up to 30,000 IOPS and 1 gigabyte of throughput on a single disk. This feature is available on preview and we've been getting great feedback so far for optimizing for both performance and cost. It helps with the variability of disk traffic, and users love it so far that they only have to pay for the performance that they use. Now let's switch gears and talk about the planned scaled up scenarios. These scenarios include workloads that have seasonal patterns, like education servers who need to scale up during the day to accommodate the student traffic and scale back down at night, or a gaming server who needs to scale up during the nights and weekends to handle all the increased traffic, or a special event going on online like Black Friday. On Azure, we have two great offerings available for these types of scenarios. The first offering that we have that can address the planned scale-up scenario is performance tiers on premium SSDs. Before performance tiers, in order to increase your premium SSD's performance, you had to change the disk size, which was an irreversible action. Now with performance tiers, we have decoupled the disk performance with size, allowing you to scale up and scale down performance without changing the disk capacity. This way, you can scale up to gain additional performance for your workload when it needs it, and then you can scale it back down when your workload no longer needs it. This is excellent, not only because you can get the additional performance when you need it, but also you can lower costs as well because you can provision for the baseline performance and not the peak. And now I'm very excited to say you can change performance tiers with no downtime. This is awesome because you no longer need to shut down your VM or detach your premium disk to tune its performance. Changing tiers with no downtime is available today in a limited preview with YGA coming soon. Now let's take a closer look at the performance tiers in action with a demo.
All right, so in this demo, I'm gonna show you the new performance tier with no downtime. Before we get into this, I wanna show you the setup we've got here. So I've got a standard D8 SV3 VM, which can get up to 12,800 IOPS non-bursting. And attached to it, I've got a P10 disk here that can do 500 IOPS non-bursting, but it can also get 3,500 IOPS of bursting. And what I'm gonna show you is this VM and disk being stressed using a tool called IOMeter to its fullest IOPS potential. And while this is going on, I will change the disk performance tier to a P40. So what we will see is the IOMeter tool getting a performance of 3,500 IOPS originally, and then I will go in using the Azure CLI tool to change the performance tier. Then after a little while, the performance of the disk will then go up to 7,500 IOPS, which is what the P40 can do. And all of this will be done with no downtime. All right, so I've gone ahead and logged into my VM on Azure, and I've started my IOMeter application. Let's go ahead and kick this tool off to see what performance we are getting before we change the performance tier. So we're getting around 3,500 IOPS, which is as expected from a P10 disk with bursting. Now let's run an Azure CLI command that changes the performance tier to our disk to a P40. And like that, the command is successful. So let's go take a look back at our IOMeter and see the change in performance tier take effect. And it has. Look, the performance tier change has gone into effect. Now our attached disk has the performance of a P40 disk at 7,500 IOPS. And this is excellent. With performance tiers, you now can decouple storage performance with capacity, and you can now scale up and scale down performance without any downtime.
Finally, our most performant and flexible disk on Azure is UltraDisk. UltraDisk gives you the flexibility to set capacity, IOPS, and throughput independently, allowing you to get high IOPS and throughput even at lower capacities. With UltraDisk, you can also dynamically scale your performance without detaching the disk from the VM. So you can adjust your performance based on your business needs, helping you reduce your overall cost. UltraDisk was designed to deliver high performance with and sub-millisecond latency for your most top-tier demanding applications like SQL Server, SAP HANA, and Oracle DB. each requiring high IOPS and throughput, as well as this also helps with latency sensitive applications like MongoDB and MariaDB. In summary, we have a great selection of flexible performance disk offerings, each great for different scenarios. Here's a great comparison table for these different offerings. We recommend both bursting offerings, credit-based and on-demand for unplanned scale-up events. And we recommend performance tiers and UltraDisk for planned scaled-up events. If you need a short-term jump in performance, we recommend our bursting offerings. If you need more long-lasting, we recommend performance tiers and UltraDisk. These offerings all have different cost models where one will be the most cost-efficient for your scenario. These offerings also run on different disk types and sizes. The bursting models and performance tiers run on premium disks, which have low single-digit latency, whereas the UltraDisk has sub-millisecond latency. As far as enabling all these offerings, with on-demand bursting and performance tiers, you must manually enable them, while credit-based bursting is enabled by default. If you'd like to learn more, go ahead and check out these links, and we'll put them in the description below as well. We always love hearing from our users on Azure. Please reach out to azuredisk@microsoft.com if you have any questions or feedback you'd like to give us. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, and take care.